A report by the United Nations has detailed what it describes as the outrageous practices used by gangs in Haiti to brutalise and control the population. It says the gangs, which are estimated to control more than 80% of the capital, Port-au-Prince, recruit and abuse children, sometimes killing those who try to escape. Sexual violence is rife, and more than 300,000 people have been displaced. Harold Isaac is a journalist based in Port-au-Prince. He's been telling me about the report.
Well, the report essentially states that over 1,500 Haitians have been killed in the first few months of this year, which is a stunning number, more than had been previously estimated, to gang violence. The gang violence has been waging throughout the country for the past few weeks.
And tell us about these gangs then. Where did they come from and where did they get their support?
Well, historically, gangs have been around in Haiti for a while, mainly weaponized for, you know, political aim, mainly to sway elections, sway the vote, and also quell dissent within popular slums and neighborhoods. But now they've developed into a full-blown criminal enterprise, and they've been sprawling ever since, controlling over 80% of Port-au-Prince, the capital, today.
Can you give us a sense then of what life in Port-au-Prince is like now? I mean, is there any normality?
Well, life in Port-au-Prince right now is in a rather suspended mode, especially since February 29th, where gangs have waged attacks against key infrastructures, port facilities, airports. Port-au-Prince is today cut off from the world for the most part, with folks unable to evacuate the country and help unable to come in.
And is there any sense then of normality? Say, do people have enough to eat?
Well, resupplying is a challenge, and it's becoming more so by the day. As it stands today, about half of the population of the country, nearly 5 million people, are facing famine-like hunger. And it's unlikely to get better in the coming days, as the situation has yet to be restored, especially in port facilities and the airport.
Now, earlier in the month, people might recall the country's prime minister said that he intended to resign. What's been happening since then?
Well, he has announced that he would step down effectively after a 7-member presidential council would be set up to take over his rule. However, that has yet to happen. It's been over 3 weeks now that everybody's been waiting for that council to be set up and running. But there's been infightings within the committee for its composition. And it has yet to announce when it's going to hold elections to have its own president. It's a complicated process that is in motion, but folks are losing hope at this point.
So in the meantime, then, are any efforts being made to tackle this lawlessness?
Well, the police has been up to trying to, you know, deal with this task as much as it could. But obviously, this is the police is outgunned and outnumbered by heavily powered gangs. It's been very difficult for the specialized teams to answer to that situation. And the political void, as it stands right now, only aggravates the problem. You know, everyone is trying to hope for a breakthrough, at least politically, sometime next week.
Do you feel safe yourself?
I don't think anybody really feels safe anywhere in the metropolitan area of Port-au-Prince. It's a checkered reality where you have to figure it out. It's both a security problem and also a resupplying problem. You know, we essentially, and at least me and my family, try to live day by day as it stands here.
And that was journalist Harold Isaac in the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince.